Your sister's son would be your
nephew.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's sister is your
aunt.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
Uh-huh. And do you happen to know, in the old days, did you just call your teachers, did you just call them teacher? Like, whether they were a man or a woman?
No. It was usually Miss or Mrs.
But referring to them as a profession,
teacher.
Like, would they be a teacher? Would they be like a woman teacher or a man teacher?
Just teacher.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting out of the survey, that in El Paso there was no distinction between men and women teachers.
And some people wouldn't...
Well, in the Northeast, actually, I've evidently, in farther west, like Colorado and Utah and up in Oregon, evidently,
mm-hmm.
they, if it was a woman, it would be a woman teacher.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never been there. Okay.
At a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
Mm-hmm. And the woman who stands up for the bride, but she's not the maid of honor or the matron of honor, she's one of the other women that stand up there. She's a
bridal attendant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And people who are related to you are, what do you call them? Generally, they are all your
relatives.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And people who are not related to you are?
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Yeah, only in certain parts of the country do they have a general term for that, I think. Have you ever heard of kith and kin?
I have.
So the kith would be the people who aren't related to you.
Oh, okay, okay. I actually, I've heard of that, but I really didn't think about what it meant before. I've heard of kissing cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, kith and kin.
I think it's a Scottish.
So that means term. They're not, kith is not related. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they might be more distant relations, but really distant. More
okay.
Like second cousins and that sort of.
Do
you happen to know what kind of house this is? Like, style-wise, what style of house this is?
I don't. I don't know what style
it is. Would you call it territorial, or?
I don't think this would be, because I think of that as being, like, Jackson's is a territorial.
Oh, uh-huh.
The restaurant, that's what I think is.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
When was this
house built?
It's
just a brick house. It was built about 40 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When were you born, by the way?
1926.
Okay. What kinds of other houses do you find in El Paso, especially in this area?
Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, like, and the only thing that comes to mind is like Cape Cod, and I'm really not sure what a Cape Cod house is, but I know it's a certain design.
Huh.
But, I grew up in a house that was supposedly Dutch colonial.
Huh.
But
what was that like?
Well, it was two-story, and it had the it was a slanting roof, and it kind of had that design where it kind of curved out as it got
mm-hmm.
to the end.
I've seen a few of those in Kern Place. They're really neat.
And that was my understanding, that it was Dutch colonial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you get right into it, I can't think of, I wouldn't know what an English style house would be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How are the residential properties around here divided from one another physically? There's something between them. What is that?
Boundaries?
Yeah, but the physical thing separating the yards.
Oh, fence. Okay. It's easy.
And your fence is made out of what?
Rock.
Mm-hmm. Now this area, this room here, what would you call this room?
I call this a living room.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, your fireplace, I see it doesn't have one of those shelves, but if it had one of those shelves over the fireplace, that would be
mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's this part that comes out from the fireplace here, the cement part?
I'm not sure what this is, but I would call it, in any other place, a hearth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I think of a hearth more as being...